Hello and welcome to the Health Headlines Unpeeled podcast, where we peel back the science behind the headlines to help you make informed decisions about your health, nutrition, fitness, and well-being to lead a more productive and satisfying life. I'm Stephen Clark.
And I'm Jill Joyce, and we are excited to begin the next episode of Health Headlines Unpeeled from the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University.
So, Jill, we are deep into the throes of summer. What are you looking forward to this fall?
Cool temperatures.
And by cool, what does that mean?
50s, 40s and 50s, which isn't actually fall here. I guess that's probably like deep in the middle of winter.
Right. It seems like it's leaning towards December when you're talking 40s and 50s.
Yep.
Yeah, I not my favorite weather when it's in 40s and 50s, but I'm with you on that. This heat is getting a little old, but you know, it is what it is and we get through it.
What are you up to?
What?
I know. See how it feels? So what are you up to?
Well, not too much. Really just spending the free time that I have riding my bike, trying to prepare for a race that I have in August up in Steamboat Springs. We'll see if I actually finish it.
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Well, a couple of years ago, I guess when they ran it, it was 28 degrees, your kind of weather at Ooh. The start, which will cause me to be absolutely frigid. But by the midpoint of the race, it's up into the 70s and 80s. So it's tricky to get ready for. And then, you know, you consider that we do it at altitude. It'll be a new experience for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's move on to this week's podcast. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about the impact of diet on the gut microbiome. What do you know about this topic, or why is this an area of research?
Well, this is definitely a newer area of research. It's actually something that's so new that I wasn't taught a ton about it in my undergrad and master's experience. It's kind of come about since I've been in practice. So it's a newer area of research for even me, let alone the general public. But it looks at, there are some healthy bacteria that live in your gut. And sometimes they're not so healthy bacteria, but there's an area of bacteria in your gut that can really impact your health. So we're looking more and more in research at what types of foods can make that area in your gut more health supportive and which ones are kind of hurting us and how can we play with that a little bit with the diet?
Yeah. So it's a really logical extension to things we already know, right? That the foods that we eat impact the composition of the bugs. So when we say bugs, we're really talking about bacteria, but they influence the composition of the bugs in your gut. And there was some really exciting research that came out back in 2007 that indicated that individuals with a certain type of gut composition or gut microbiome composition had a much higher risk of obesity, right? And so that really started this field, and it's continued to grow from there. And we've got some investigators here in the department that are working in this area, and I think in future episodes we'll interview them and talk to them about their research on how food impacts the gut microbiome and then how that impacts risk of chronic disease.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of, you kind of started to allude to this. I think some of that nutrition research that's seems very novel is interesting because it really confirms what we originally thought was healthy is healthy. Just it works to benefit us in more ways and deeper ways than we knew.
Yeah. No pun on the deeper part, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, before we start the interview today, can you go ahead and introduce our guest for today?
Sure. Today we have Jamie Baham with us. She is also going into her second year as a master's student and a dietetic intern with us.
And is she working on a master's thesis? Do you know?
She is not. She's working on what we call a capstone project. And I think she's looking into different aspects of nutrition as it relates to cardiovascular disease.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's move on to the interview.
My name is Jill Joyce. I'm one of the professors here at Oklahoma State in nutritional sciences. And I've got with me for the first time and for quite a few podcast sessions to come, one of our fantastic dietetic interns, Jamie. Jamie, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Sure. Hi, guys. I'm Jamie Bayham. I am a graduate student, an intern at Oklahoma State University. I'm originally from Louisiana, Baton Rouge, so I love crawfish. So I'm a big foodie, which has really gotten me into the dietetics profession. So I'm excited about becoming a future dietitian.
We're going to hop into it. What is the headline this week that we're going to be unpeeling?
All right. The headline this week is your childhood diet has a lasting impact throughout your life. Oh, my. No pressure.
No.
The summary of the article is that you are not only what you eat, but what you ate as a child. And this is spoken by the University of California evolutionary physiologist Theodore Garland. That's what he said. So it was actually produced by Cover Media. I spent a long time looking for an author, could not find one, which you should know is a red flag. A lot of times when you're reading an article, the person should definitely be there to say, I did this. And then it was published on March the 2nd, 2021. But we just need to definitely know that whenever we're looking for articles, we want to look for the author. And then once we find the author, we want to know, what are their credentials? What type of education do they have? What makes them the expert on the topic that I'm reading? Why should I trust this information? So those are some things that you want to look at when you're reading an article.
So give us a quick rundown of the headline. What did the article have to say?
All right. So to summarize the article a little bit, basically they were saying that our diet early in life, which is we're talking about childhood, has a lasting impact on our gut microbiome later in life. So we're talking about adulthood there. And so basically what they're saying is that a healthy diet and exercise is going to equal a healthy gut. But dialing it in a little closer, we want to know, so which one is more important? So the study found that eating the SAD diet, and when I say SAD, I'm talking about the standard American diet, okay, early on in life is going to have longer lasting effects on your gut than just early life exercise. So diet is greater than exercise. I will still say both are important, okay, but your diet is going to impact your gut in a greater long lasting way. And there's more information in the article, but we'll get to that a little later on when we talk about the study, because they did a pretty decent job of summarizing the study.
All right. Nice. And to summarize for the audience, what gut microbiome is, your gut microbiome in your intestines, you have this area where there are some healthy or unhealthy bacteria. There's basically a lot of bacteria living. We call that your gut microbiome. And certain types of bacteria, if you have higher amounts of them, they can either improve your health or they can hurt your health. So there are different types of bacteria and you can have different levels of them. And we want the health supporting ones to be in high levels, and we want those health harming ones to be in lower levels. And we want it to be nice and diverse too. That's always a good thing.
That's right.
So you'll hear us talk about that a lot in the next couple minutes. All right. So that was the headline. Tell us a little bit about the study that they were summarizing. What was the purpose? What did they do? What did they find? All that jazz.
All right. So our study was called The Early Life Effects of Juvenile Western Diet and Exercise on Adult Gut Microbiome Composition in Mice. Say that three times. That was the study. So basically, the purpose of our study was to determine the long-lasting effects of eating a standard American diet in childhood on the adult microbiome. And like we said, remember, the microbiome, once we want that healthy bacteria in our gut, because that has huge impacts on our health. And so the design of the study was an experimental design. So we basically had 4 groups of baby mice, okay, because we wanted to see the impact in early life. So we're talking about childhood. So we have 4 groups of our baby mice. We put them into 4 different groups to see how their diet and exercise impacted their gut. And so our little treatment groups will say group 1 was healthy diet with no exercise. Group 2 was our standard American diet with no exercise. Group 3 was our healthy diet with exercise. And group 4 was our standard American diet with exercise.
So you're basically saying the groups are kind of combinations of exercise, no exercise, and healthy diet and standard American diet.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Right.
And so basically, what they did was mice were on those diet and exercise regimens for the equivalent of about 14 weeks in mice terms, which would be 20 years in adult terms. That's a huge gap right there. But that's why we also, whenever you're looking at these studies, you have to understand that animals are not humans. So we have to understand like where to kind of, how to take that lightly, like grain of salt level. So to test the different types of bacteria in the gut, I thought it was also interesting. You might find that what we're trying to see is this bacteria health promoting or hurting. They took samples of their poop. So we know that that had to be a crappy job, pun intended, that the way that we figure out, okay, let's look at your gut. How do we know if you have a healthy gut? So fecal samples, you know, poo samples have to be collected to make that determination. Yep. And so for our results, we found that eating the standard American diet in childhood, it tended to have a lasting impact on our gut microbiome diversity. And when I say diversity, basically what we're saying is the mice had a decrease in the presence of healthy microbes when they followed this diet. And that's going to lead to our health problems. Whenever you don't have that diversity in the gut, that's always going to be an issue. You want to have a great diversity in your gut. Mainly, you know, of course, we want to see more of those good bacteria. And then exercise in childhood, what we found was that it did have some impact on diversity, but not a big difference and definitely not as big as the diet. And so our take-home message would be that the overall, what we're trying to say is that the SAD diet, that standard American diet in childhood, has a more long-lasting effect on the microbiome than childhood exercise.
All right. So we've heard the headline. We've now also heard a little bit about the study. Now, let's reconcile the two. Kind of how accurate was the headline in translating and presenting the study findings and kind of giving us a take-home message as kind of the general public reading it? You know, how do these two line up?
All right. So I would say if we're talking about, were there any exaggerations or misrepresentation in the article, I would say the article summed up the study pretty nice, you know, but they did use mice, okay, which they're sometimes used early on to see if the topic is worth studying in people, but we're not mice, right? We're people. So you want to take that study as a grain of salt. Also, please note that the headline summarized one study. So we're only talking about one, and you never really want to make a conclusion based on just one study. How does it fit in with other research on the topic? You know, so as far as accuracy is concerned, I would say numerous studies show the connection between the microbiome and health. And that's mainly going to be shown through the less diverse microbial community, which like we talked about, is not good. Okay. You want to have a lot of diversity in your gut. But overall, I would say the article was fairly accurate in concluding the results of the study, which also, it definitely agrees with other research in the field. We see this a lot. And so if you're listening to this, you may be hearing the information and asking yourself, so, okay, I hear what you're saying. So why is that important to me? You know, we all want to know why it makes sense for us, right? So if you're an adult, just because you've missed the boat, you know, in childhood, you're not a child anymore, but just know that you're not doomed. Okay. Because you can still alter your gut in as little as 24 hours. So what you eat today will impact your gut tomorrow. But if you have kids, you can see that this also has big implications because we want to increase their fruits and veggies, increase their whole grains, decrease that added sugar, and make sure they're moving, which is usually not a problem. But we want them to get outside and get moving around so that we can help them have healthy guts.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie. So basically, we want to eat a healthier diet, kind of move away from a standard American diet, more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains. And we also want to move more. If we do that along with some other dietary changes, those are some of the easy ones, you know, increase your fruits and vegetables, increase your whole grains. Those will really improve the health of your diet pretty quickly. Absolutely. So if we do that and we move more, we should improve how healthy our gut bacteria are. And that will support our health even more than just eating that healthy food alone and moving alone.
Correct.
All right. that's all we got for you today. Great job, Jamie. And thank you to all our listeners for letting us in Oklahoma State Nutritional Sciences unpeel this headline with you today. And we hope that you will join us again next time as we pull back the peel on even more health headlines. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.
Well, that was really interesting. What do you see as the most important take-home message from this study?
I think the biggest point to take home is that it's all early research. Fortunately, it verifies a lot of what we preach as healthy, you know, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins. They are indeed health beneficial, and this study adds to that. Eating a healthy diet that's higher in those types of foods, eating less like a standard American diet, which is high in added sugars and saturated fats and sodium, low in fruits and vegetables and whole grains. If you can reverse that and start eating a healthier lifestyle, you can probably support a healthier population of bacteria in your gut, which will promote health in your body. But again, this is all preliminary evidence. And this specific study looks at mice. So as we've said in the podcast, that's not us.
No.
Similar in many, many ways, and in ways that we can then do further research, but not quite us yet. So.
Yeah. As you were talking about that, I was reminded of an honors thesis student that I had this past spring, and she did her work on really looking at the impact of diet on the gut microbiome in humans. And one of the key findings of her work was really that a plant-based diet was much more effective than what they refer to as an animal-based diet on promoting a healthy gut microbiome. So, you know, we're not here trying to proselytize veganism or being vegetarian or any of that, but really the importance of having a well-rounded diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same stuff we've heard since kindergarten or before.
Yes.
Yeah. So, as you all know, we like to end every episode with a little bit of a food pun battle, and today we'll go ahead and start with Jill again.
Well, I planned ahead for this one. So, thank you to our listeners for letting me give you a pizza my research mind to you.
Oh, no. That was so cheesy.
Only if you can handle dairy products.
There's so much more good stuff to come.
We just want to thank our listeners for letting us unpeel health headlines with you. We hope that you join us in our next episode where we'll peel back the science behind the headlines. Until then, thanks for listening.
On behalf of the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University, thank you for listening and we'll talk again soon. Cheers.